USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden marches on, despite recent setbacks. Republicans on Capitol Hill now want to bring forward U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland for an interview, announcing a new subpoena. Kentucky Congressman James Comer, on with Fox Business, says this is about Biden's favorable classified documents case result.
We had some emails from Hunter Biden to various people around the globe that he was receiving money from, that in these emails are attachments that appear to be government documents. We want to know, were those part of the classified documents?
Former President Trump is celebrating a handful of new state caucus victories across the U.S. Republicans gathered for caucuses in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho Saturday. Trump rallied in Virginia.
We want to send a big signal, so it's important. I mean, we don't need your vote. We want you to get out, though, and vote in big margins, and we want to send that little freight train going along.
Trump defeated top challenger Nikki Haley once again, and convincingly, too. Despite that, Haley has vowed to remain in the race through Super Tuesday, March 5th. It's up to a Georgia judge now.
Closing arguments concluded Friday in the Georgia hearing regarding whether Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case due to her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. The key points in question are the timing of their relationship's onset relative to Wade's appointment and whether Willis benefited financially from that appointment. Willis and Wade assert equal sharing of travel expenses and that their relationship began after Wade's appointment. The judge says he will have a decision within 2 weeks.
USA's John Schaefer. First Lady Jill Biden says Donald Trump is dangerous to women. Biden made a stop in Tucson, Arizona Saturday for a tour to rally women voters around President Joe Biden. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
The U.S. has made its first airdrop of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Pentagon officials say three C-130 aircraft dropped over 60 pallets carrying 38,000 meals into Gaza early Saturday. President Biden ordered the move after more than 100 people were killed in deadly violence surrounding a food convoy in Gaza City just a few days ago. Growth of the massive Smokehouse Creek fire in northern Texas has slowed considerably since the fire broke out last week. The burn zone now covers about 1.07 million acres across the northern Texas panhandle, but U.S. government fire management data shows only 2 acres of fire growth through Saturday. The fire began spreading just northeast of the Stinnett oil fields on Monday last week. So far, the blaze is about 15% contained. The Smokehouse Creek fire, rated as the largest ever in the state of Texas. The swag bags for this year's Oscars boast a value about $250,000. USA's John Schaefer fills you in on what the stars will be getting.
Curated by Distinctive Assets, they feature an array of luxurious skincare and wellness items, designer throw pillows, and extravagant trips like an all-inclusive stay at a Swiss chalet for up to 10 guests and a three-night retreat at a private villa in St. Bart's. Celebrities will grace the red carpet for the 96th Academy Awards on March 10th at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.